This is kind of an odd question, but I actually mean it in all seriousness. In terms of like the dedicating merit, is there a place for our four-legged companions that are beloved in our life when they pass to
I don't even have that much knowledge of the two-legged.
So you know.
I know, I don't know.
I'm
not.
Well, I mean, I think about it for myself, and I also think about it like in my work. You know, it's not. It's happened quite a few times where people call and they're really distraught. They've lost their animals, you know,
yeah.
And they're so grief stricken.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking about this, like, you know, like being able to perhaps, you know, I mean, I guess you could just make it up. There's no harm. Like, well, you know, do a dedication for your
Your
dog. Offer something for your cat that just died. You know, go do a good deed. And, you know,
it's,
like
it doesn't. It doesn't actually change, mm-hmm. you know, because it's that's one of the things that there's a discourse in the Anguttara where Anguttara 10, 177, where the Buddha is talking with the Brahmin, Janasoni, he's a very high-ranking Brahmin. And the Brahmin is asking about the dedications of merit, and you know, is this, does it work? And the Buddha sort of points to different circumstances where, yeah, it works, but maybe not all the time. And then he said, well, if it doesn't work, and then the Buddha said, well, you know, there's always going to be. Even if that person doesn't receive that dedication of merit, should always be dedicating it in the way that it benefits some relative, some friend, because you always have relatives, friends, loved ones who are ready to receive that, ready to benefit from that. And then it goes down, 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 and then the Buddha. One person who always benefits from those acts of goodness is the donor. So that even if you're logically somehow you end up excluding everybody, you still can't exclude.